Steve Trinity Resources, ISE 2, Listening 24. You're going to hear a talk about a health problem. You will hear the talk twice. The first time, just listen. Then I'll ask you to tell me generally what the speaker is talking about. Are you ready? For sailors in the British Navy in the 18th century, the most dangerous enemy was not the French, the Spanish, the native Indians, the sharks, the pirates, or even the bad weather. What killed by far the most men at sea was disease. Ships were dirty places, with no fresh water, and hundreds of men living in small, cramped conditions. Typhus, cholera, and tuberculosis were all common. But the disease that killed the most seamen was scurvy. Now we know this disease is caused by a lack of vitamin C, but at the time, in the 1700s, diet was not considered an important factor in disease. Symptoms of scurvy include extreme tiredness and depression, discoloured gums and tongue, fever, convulsions, and eventually death. On some long expeditions, more than half of the crew who started the journey ended up dead due to scurvy. It was a serious problem for the British Navy, who turned to scientists in search of an answer. Many solutions were suggested, but with mixed results. Some doctors thought drinking seawater was the answer. Others claimed eating garlic was the best remedy. It wasn't until the Scottish doctor, James Lind, conducted a famous experiment in 1753 that the scientific community accepted oranges and lemons were the best cure. Dr. Lind's revolutionary idea was to carry out the world's first clinical trial. He selected a group of men suffering from scurvy and gave each of them a different potential cure. The only men to recover were those that ate oranges and lemons. In fact, they recovered so quickly that they then helped to look after the other patients who had been given ineffective medicine. Clinical trials are now an essential part of the healthcare industry. Deaths from scurvy in the developed world today are almost zero, but it does still occur in some places, especially among refugees and in migrant camps, where malnutrition is a serious problem. Can you tell me in one or two sentences what the speaker was talking about? Now listen to the talk again. This time make some notes as you listen if you want to. Then I'll ask you what problem and solution the speaker identified. Are you ready? For sailors in the British Navy in the 18th century, the most dangerous enemy was not the French, the Spanish, the native Indians, the sharks, the pirates, or even the bad weather. What killed by far the most men at sea was disease. Ships were dirty places, with no fresh water, and hundreds of men living in small, cramped conditions. Typhus, cholera, and tuberculosis were all common. But the disease that killed the most seamen was scurvy. Now we know this disease is caused by a lack of vitamin C, but at the time, in the 1700s, diet was not considered an important factor in disease. Symptoms of scurvy include extreme tiredness and depression, discoloured gums and tongue, fever, convulsions, and eventually death. On some long expeditions, more than half of the crew who started the journey ended up dead due to scurvy. It was a serious problem for the British Navy, who turned to scientists in search of an answer. Many solutions were suggested, but with mixed results. Some doctors thought drinking seawater was the answer. Others claimed eating garlic was the best remedy. It wasn't until the Scottish doctor, James Lind, conducted a famous experiment in 1753 that the scientific community accepted oranges and lemons were the best cure. Dr. Lind's revolutionary idea was to carry out the world's first clinical trial. He selected a group of men suffering from scurvy and gave each of them a different potential cure. The only men to recover were those that ate oranges and lemons. In fact, they recovered so quickly that they then helped to look after the other patients who had been given ineffective medicine. Clinical trials are now an essential part of the healthcare industry. Deaths from scurvy in the developed world today are almost zero, but it does still occur in some places, especially among refugees and in migrant camps, where malnutrition is a serious problem. Now tell me what problem and solution the speaker identified. You have 1 minute to talk.